WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Guest film critic Michael Schrago joins us with a review of High Tide. It's an Australian film that recently won the Best Picture Award at the Euston International Film Festival.
High Tide is a robust and tender movie about mothers and daughters. It depicts the ties that bind and strangle with humor and compassion. This latest breakthrough by Australian director Gillian Armstrong, who made My Brilliant Career and Mrs. Sofel, is a genuine feat of movie making. It's a deft, atmospheric drama about a separated mother and daughter and the grandmother who comes between them. It gets at the emotions that ebb and flow in families at a level deeper than any family member can face or comprehend. The heroine of High Tide is Lily, a roving ex-parent and a backup singer for an Elvis impersonator. Near the start of the movie, she gets stuck in a small Australian oceanside town. It's the same one where her late husband's mother, Bette, has settled with Lily's daughter, Allie. Lily left Allie with Bette 13 years ago, when the girl was still an infant. Lily was devastated by her husband's sudden death, and when Allie brings those emotions back, Lily still isn't sure she can love her daughter or stick by her. In this baby-crazy era, High Tide dares to assert that a wife's love for her husband can go even deeper than a mother's love for a child. Here, Lily tries to explain that to Allie.
After he died, I wanted to die. I was so angry, you know, and I felt useless because I couldn't ever bring him back. I couldn't have coped with you. I would have been bad for you. So it's my fault. It's not your fault. It's my fault. You mustn't blame yourself.
Then you just stopped loving me.
No, no. I didn't just stop. I stopped myself. I prevented myself. I didn't love anyone. I mean, I didn't choose to stop loving you. It just happened.
Meanwhile, Bette is terrified that Lily will take Allie back. The quarrels that erupt between Lily and her mother-in-law are full of guilt, disappointment, and self-loathing.
What did you tell her about me?
That you did?
Of course.
Well, I had to. You screwed up my boy's life. You carted him off all around the countryside.
No, no, Bette. No more.
Damn it, you were the one who pissed off. Well, I did it to protect her.
To protect yourself. To protect yourself. Because you're a greedy old woman, Bette. Why blame me for John? Why blame anybody?
I don't blame you.
Where were you when he died?
Director Armstrong fashioned cinematic equivalents of Second Sight, or of Seventh and Eighth Senses. High Tide flows on a tide of instinct. And that's partly provided by the hypnotic Judy Davis, who first worked with Armstrong on My Brilliant Career and was misquested in David Lean's A Passage to India. Davis is an actress whose ability to transmit unsettled emotions borders on the telepathic. As Lily, she's both down-to-earth and troublingly, touchingly confused. She seems to represent every adult torn between rootless adventure and the hope and burden of a family. She's racing blindly toward the future when the past trips her up. Davis gives a Promethean performance. She expands the entire movie. This film doesn't settle for easy answers. For Lily, the tug-of-war between commitment and freedom will never end. High Tide is a universal family drama, but it's also a welcome antidote to the you-can-have-it-all mythology that's sprung up around the baby boomers' baby boom.
Michael Schrago is movie critic for the San Francisco Examiner.